You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I just got some new solar lights, Dom, so that's fun.
Is this like for your garden, your yard?
Yeah. Hashtag dad life. It's the highlight of my week, getting new solar lights.
What are they highlighting?
Little evergreen trees that we got growing. These little, I don't know what they're called, little baby spruces or whatever. They're really cute.
Do they like? Do they just glow, or do they actually do a beam?
They're like a puck light, so they sit flush with the ground, and they're round. Nicole calls them little spaceships, and you just put them flush with the ground, and they kind of have a nice little glow that shoots up in the air. So, accent lights, yeah, really cute. Really makes.
Let me know
yard
how those
pop.
Work out, because I've thought about doing some of those kind of landscaping things for some of our stuff.
It makes
we
it
have
pop.
A lot of trees, so I thought it might be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a nice look.
We've got these bushes in front of the house that the previous owner had beautiful rose bushes out front, and she tore them all out and put in these hideous, just, I don't know what they are. Huh. But we've hated them since we moved in, so we're probably going to make the call pretty soon, because all they do is attract chipmunks, which in turn will attract snakes out here in the boonies,
God.
I'm like, let's get rid of the bushes,
which attracts big eagles getting the snakes, and then what
well,
goes after
that,
an eagle?
I don't know.
It's funny when I put those things up, and you know, it's shooting that beam of light on the bush, and I, you know, put human like attributes to the plant, and I'm like, I'm wondering if the plant likes this, or if the plant just is like, geez, it's nighttime, I want to get a little rest, I don't need light on me. I get light during the day. Now, here you are blasting me with light at night. I'm just, always wondering if the tree likes that. Or
you're wondering if bushes need to sleep, too?
Yeah, like, geez, turn it down.
So I saw this story about what's going on in Inglewood, but you reacted to it?
So last night, 5:30, as we're putting a really good-looking brisket down on the table that I smoked, which was awesome, every device in the house... We're like, oh, what's going on? Amber alert or something. And we look at it, and the text says, this is a text from the city of Inglewood informing you that a sample of drinking water in your area has tested positive for E. coli. So they're telling us to boil water and everything. And yeah, we're looking at it. We're like, well, we're not Inglewood, but did somehow a sample from Littleton end up in Inglewood? And that's where they test the water, and now they're letting everybody know. So we're immediately like slapping the glasses of water out of the kids' hands there at dinner. And Nicole runs down to the bunker and grabs a case of water. And we're like, what do we do about the dog? Can the dog drink the tap water? And we're on next door, and everyone on next door is freaking out. And it turns out it was a mistake from Inglewood Water. And that little alert went out to people in Aurora, Denver, Little Fun, so it's kind of just got blasted out everywhere.
If you're just waking up and hearing this for the first time, it is Inglewood, and they say it's residents in Zone 1. And you might be saying, well, how
Google
the
it.
Hell do I know where I am? You're supposed to go to the Inglewood City's website, and they will tell you where they are. And they're flushing out all the water lines, and they think this will be over in 2 to 3 days.
Right.
So, and they're going to set up a water distribution site to help out some people who might. They're opening that up today. That's over at the Inglewood Civic Center. So if you're in that area, yes. But I think if you're in Littleton,
you
Lakewood,
seem to be
Aurora,
all right. There was this backpedaling last night on the local news, and then splashes this stuff on social saying, "Hey, you guys are all right." But it was like instantly, like, "Oh my gosh, what do we do now? Do we start boiling water tonight? What's going on?" Because that's a pretty big mistake to send out to a bunch of people.
You know, the weird thing about this, talk about coincidence, is that one of my Facebook memories popped up today from 2 years ago.
Did you have E. coli?
No. No, but I didn't share it. I just, I saw that it was my Facebook memory. 2 years ago today, what I posted was a picture from the hotel we were staying at when we came out here to look at houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the sign is a boil water advisory at this hotel, which doesn't really...
You can't.
It doesn't, it doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence in the place where you're staying, because you're thinking, well, I got to brush my teeth.
There's fecal in my water.
So I remember we got bottled water to brush our teeth while we're staying at the hotel, but there's this big boil your water advisory. That is a scary sign to see.
That's funny. That's one of the conversations that popped up last night. It's like, so can we brush our teeth when there's E. coli in the water? I mean, you're spitting it out, but I'm like, no, it's still going in you.
Well, yeah, but if you do boil a bunch of water and then pour it into some container.
No, but we were just saying, can you brush with the faucet water?
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't want to.
Huh.
Nope, not at all. So anyway, they say if you did sip some of the water, it could be 1 to 10 days, actually, after you've been exposed to get your explosive diarrhea. So keep an eye on that.